We've got good collectible items for you.
All right, again, give us the day and time for your 25th anniversary celebration.
February 23rd, 9 until 6.
And those regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 till 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hey kids, looking for that quick pick-me-up for breakfast? Yeah! Then try all-new Coca Puff Cereal. Yes, from the makers of Toot Loops and Frosted Snowflakes comes Coca Puffs. Delicious Peruvian coca leaves, puff-roasted and coated in honey-glazed amphetamines, then fortified with 7 essential vitamins, minerals, and uppers for that taste that drives kids crazy.
Whoa, it's good, and I feel like I'm spinning. Look out, I'm a B-52 bomber!
Hey, watch out for that lamp!
Oops. I can do my homework at 200 miles an hour.
And you come down off of that ceiling.
But I'm a helicopter.
So what do you all think of new Coca Puff cereal? Yay! New Coca Puff cereal. The cereal with cocaine goodness that wakes kids up and never lets them down.
I'm awake.
Find it at your favorite grocer's in the cereal aisle next to Super Sugar Crack.
What did that kid say?
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
F5.
Stand by for news.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Richard Jordan. At least one person is dead in a mass shooting outside of Chicago. The coroner not releasing details to confirm whether or not the casualty is the gunman. This afternoon, shots rang out at the Henry Pratt Company, a manufacturing plant in Aurora, Illinois. A witness says the sound of gunfire could be heard from a distance.
We're about maybe a mile, not even a mile away. We heard about 3 or 4 shots.
The industrial area swarmed by law enforcement.
The site of a massive presence, multiple emergency police, rescue crews, and other agencies, including SWAT teams, the ATF, the FBI, also on scene. We are being told that several officers and civilians have been shot. The city of Aurora also confirming that the shooter has been neutralized. Now, no word if that means he was apprehended or killed.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. 4 police officers are among the injured, and again, at least one person is confirmed dead. This is a Fox News alert.
The new Amazon Echo has everyone asking Alexa for help.
Alexa, what time is it? What the hell is wrong with this blasted thing? Amanda!
But the latest technology isn't always easy to use for people of a certain age.
These kids done bought me a busted machine again. Odessa!
That's why Amazon partnered with AARP to present the new Amazon Echo Silver, the only smart speaker device designed specifically to be used by the greatest generation. It's super loud and responds to any name even remotely close to Alexa, so they can find out the weather.
Allegra, what is the weather outside?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Huh?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Where?
Outside.
What about it?
The temperature outside is 74 degrees and sunny.
I don't know about that.
The latest in sports.
Clarissa, how many did old Satchel strike out last night?
Satchel Paige died in 1982.
How many he get?
Satchel Paige is dead.
In what now?
Died.
Who did?
Satchel Paige.
I don't know about that.
Even local news and pop culture.
Anita, what them boys up to across the street?
They are just playing.
They what now?
They are just playing.
You say they just playing now?
Yes, they are just playing.
I don't know about that.
Pair it to smart devices like your thermostat.
Alessandra, turn the heat up.
The room is already 100 degrees.
Are you trying to kill me, Alizé?
The new Amazon Echo Silver plays all the music they loved when they were young.
Angela, play black jazz.
Playing, jazz.
It also has a quick scan feature to help them find things.
Emilia, where did I put the phone?
The phone is in your right hand.
And it has an feature for long rambling stories.
So then I gave him $5, and he said I only gave him $1.
Uh-huh.
I said, I know I gave you a $5.
Uh-huh.
Because I only had a $5 and a $1 on me.
Uh-huh.
And this is the $1 right here.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you tell me who's crazy.
Amazon Echo Silver. Get yours today.
I said get yours today.
To order Amazon Echo Silver, send a check or money order to Amazon.com right now.
That's Friday Favorite News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Watching the shenanigans going on in Washington at the border, the Aurora situation, we are waiting for some additional information. It appears from the last report, you heard at the top of the hour, Fox News, it may be the shooter that was the one that ended up dead, let's hope. I saw, our buddy D.B. Blackman, who writes dbdailyupdate.com, which I urge everybody to go to once a day and get a clear, concise wrap-up on the news of the day, and on Sunday he does a weekend review that's spectacular. There's a comment on his Twitter feed today from someone named Molly Z. Hemingway. She says, I blame the decline of marriage for so many people being cranky pants. This is as good a day as any other to remind those who are so inclined to go on and find yourself a spouse, have lots of sex, and be happier and less stressed. I think she's got a point there on the cranky pants. We have created the great American Les Miserables, and they don't even know why. They're unhappy and angry, and they don't even know they're living in the greatest country that was ever created, which has modern conveniences like dial tones.
You know, I talked to a really good friend, and he has a son who's in college in New York City, and he said he is, as soon as he graduates, he is going somewhere else, because he said you can feel it in the city. Everybody's angry, and yeah, he said it's just like a black cloud that sits on everybody, and it's just, you know, terrible to be there.
And it's the media that's whipping it up over what? Mm-hmm. The stock market went up 400 points. It's almost ready to break into record territory. The economy is thriving. And if you want to make good money, make it. You all you need is a little initiative. But we got politicians like Occasional Cortex. Well, if you're not interested or not, what's the term, not inclined to want to work, go starve. I mean, that's my sympathetic response to you. We should take care of people who have real disabilities and you know, because we have the resources to do that. But we don't have the resources to underwrite the lifestyles of the lazy and shiftless. Hi, who's this?
It's Chadwick, Greta.
Hello, yay. Chadwick. Rosie's
How
here
you guys
this afternoon.
You know what? I feel you, bud. I was supposed to be heading to the mountain today. Took the little one in for her annual checkup yesterday. Guess who came up with the flu?
No.
Yeah, she got the flu. You know, poor little kid. But doesn't have a bad case of it, just has it and is contagious, so I can't really take her out to see anybody, you know? So, but I think the cranky pants thing is correct. But I think there's more than a cause than a lack of marriage. Of course, I do think that is one. And it kind of goes to this issue that people are alienated because they don't have relationships. Either they're not married, or they are married to their computers and their iPads and their iPhones, and they don't have communication with anybody anymore. They're isolated. People isolate themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we're really losing the art of conversation.
Yes.
I mean, especially young people who, an entire generation, they don't know, and I blame a lot of the craziness with the millennials going on at the Congress and everything. They don't know how to have a conversation with someone who has a different viewpoint.
I've noticed that with Joey.
Mm-hmm. I, you know, he's beyond help, you know. By the way, I saw
right
that
back
picture.
At you, Chad.
Hey, I saw that picture of you, Joey, with that tan leisure suit you had on Facebook.
Leisure suit.
He looks good, doesn't he?
He does. He looks like Leisure Suit Larry. You remember Leisure Suit Larry?
It looks like he's in a competition with Rich Thomas to be the most
adorable
person in the...
I'm winning.
He looked very sharp there. He looked very sharp.
Well, thank you for that.
So are you guys taking the
yes,
request?
Of course.
All right, let's do... I did this one last week, but I love it. I want you to play Germany.
No, Norm.
Okay.
Germany!
That's one of my favorites, too.
Yeah, it is a great... I mean, you just can never get old, right?
So, not at all.
Well, I hear we might want to go ahead and start building an ark based on the weather forecast for literally the next 14 days.
We could see some huge rainfall amounts.
Not only that, but, I mean... I don't think I saw. I pulled up the 14-day projected, long-term forecast, and like rain every day.
Yeah. That's pretty much what Rich told us.
Yeah, well, whoever has their flower bulbs in the ground, they might get it rotted with that much rain.
We're going to be out in your neighborhood tomorrow night.
You are? Are you going to be at the Montgomery Country Club?
I can't say. I mean, no, it's not the country club. Eliminate that. It's not the country club. We'll be going there later in the year, though, to help our friends at Hospice of Montgomery, yes. But not, not tomorrow.
All right. Well, if you come over here, you'll absolutely raise the collective IQ of the neighborhood by at least 10 points.
I appreciate the compliment,
Chad. And if I leave, it lowers.
Thanks.
All right, you guys have a great weekend.
All right, I'll try and fill the vacuum you create. Now, I know I have a couple of episodes of air disasters on DVR that I plan to watch tonight.
Wait, I was meaning to ask you earlier. Now that your tub is fixed, your Whirlpool tub?
Yes.
Do you have a line of sight to a television so you can sit there and baste in your jets and, you know, watch jets blow up or something?
You don't understand this show and why it is so fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to CGI, they can recreate. I'll never forget this. And I hate to say it, don't take this the wrong way. This is a crash that made me money. You may recall, right after 9/11, they turned me into a full-time newsman. So I did morning and afternoon drive news. Just as that was kind of winding up or dialing back, forget the airline, but it might have been American, took off, I believe, from LaGuardia, and it came down in Queens very quickly. I've got that one on tape. But the first thought was terrorism, because it was less than 2 months or about 2 months since 9/11.
Okay.
And this giant jumbo jet just comes down in Queens. But that wasn't the cause. It wasn't terrorism. So what you learn is, you learn a lot about the science of aviation and how various parts of the airplane work to give it lift and what can happen if one of those parts malfunctions. And here's the scary part. Even with all the modern technology in a plane, about half of these accidents that they do these hour-long documentaries on are due to pilot error,
mm-hmm.
including a couple that were due to pilots that didn't get along. And one where there were red flags all around this co-pilot, and this is an A320, a big jet. This co-pilot had a litany of mental issues, was on all these medications, had a very quirky personality, had taken time off to be treated and got signed back into service by doctors. And one day, he suggested to the pilot, this would be a good time for you to go to the bathroom because we're going to be landing soon. Locked the pilot out of the cockpit and flew the plane into the side of a mountain in the Alps. But they go through the process, you know, of the investigation so you can see.
Now I understand why you won't fly.
Well, it's really got nothing to do with that. I hate flying because the government's made it a miserable freaking experience. Grabbing your ass, running scans. I was one of the first people that went through those naked x-ray machines on a sunny afternoon in Charlotte, North Carolina. I didn't like that.
No.
And you know how many terrorists they've caught? Anybody care to take a guess on that? I believe the number is...
Oh!
But they've confiscated trillions of ounces of illegal shampoo.
And toothpaste, right?
Oh, whatever. If it's over 3 or 4. I don't even know anymore. I wouldn't know what to do.
And little all-purpose tools, you know, that you carry.
No.
Like not a Swiss Army knife, but one of those ones that's a plier. It's got little knives and scissors on it. I didn't know it was a weapon.
But the Smithsonian Channel, this isn't just sitting there watching for the latest gore story. It's the drama of a real-life situation in an aircraft that's in trouble.
Two more minutes. They could be miles off course.
That's impossible. They're on instruments.
Do you have any other nostalgia watching lined up? Because I know you don't often engage in nostalgia.
No.
You boomers, I mean, y'all are always about the future and putting that first foot forward, but never looking back.
Well, we know what the future is because we've lived long enough to know the past, and the history repeats itself. And in my case, I'm probably getting out of here just in time.
You're not going anywhere.
Nah, I thought about it, you know, and I had a moment very much like this.
It's going to hit the fan.
Well, I just want to thank you for tilling the fertile soil of my millennial future.
Mm-hmm.
It looks bleak.
It is.
It's not because of us boomers.
No.
Oh, no. No, all the people that did the living thus far, nothing. No responsibilities for it.
If the greatest generation was the greatest generation, we're the second greatest generation.
Okay.
Right, Greg?
Yes.
Yes.
All we did was pass along what we learned. I don't know what happened with you guys.
Who's been in charge of the government all these decades?
517 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We don't have time for your rhetorical nonsense. We got a show to do. We have traffic reports to get. Weather forecasts from Rich Thomas and a lot more.
And bits to play.
Yes. What have we? Oh, Germany. We got Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And
let's do some George Carlin.
We could get Carlin in.
And we've yet to do the word.
Let's do that now. Thanks for reminding me. The Baumhauer's winning word. Gosh.
You're stuck.
What's wrong with you?
I'm just busy.
You're ready for those aviation disasters. I get it. My mind's already on the weekend, too. Ready to go watch people prepare avocado toast.
I'm just telling you, you're going to get something.
That sounds exciting.
Shows. 272-9228 if you have this morning's Baumhauer's winning word.
The bumps you feel are asteroids smashing into the hull of this ship. Also, we're flying without a navigational system and can't seem to change course.
Miss, are you telling us absolutely everything?
Not exactly. We're also out of coffee.
It's happy music. It's contest time. Let's find ourselves a winner. You are caller one. Try again quickly. Caller two. Try again quickly, please. Caller three. Thank you. Caller four. Call right back. Caller five. Thanks and try again. You would be caller six. Close, no cigar. Caller seven. Wow. Just missed. You are the one we hate to have. Caller eight. And thanks for not dropping an F-bomb in disappointment. And now we can find out who this is. Good afternoon.
Hey, this is John Campbell. What caller am I?
You're number nine.
Woohoo!
But that's half the step I need. The Baumhauer's. I need the Baumhauer's winning word today.
Okay. The Baumhauer's winning word is OMG.
Woo!
Nice. And of course, even us boomers know that OMG means.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You said it again.
Oh my God.
So, you have won lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, redeemable at the Boulevard location or downtown at 201 Union. And with all this rain coming, you can park comfortably in the underground lot, walk in climate-controlled comfort, and enjoy a great lunch. So, your choice. Hang on. Young Joey's going to talk to you. 20 minutes after 5.
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I can make a hat, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
Funny stuff. Everybody that's seen the movie sees that in their head. All right, now we're going to hit the traffic dungeon and get Rich's forecast. And then, what was the thing we just said we needed to do, Carlin?
The word.
We did the word, but
Carlin. And Germany.
Germany. All right, Germany will be first out of the break then.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, 85 southbound into the interchange running slow. That rain is snarling things up. Just be careful. Slow it down this afternoon. We check the Eastern Boulevard out for you. Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road at East Chase. All of it doing good. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Cars Super Center, and more is on the way. They've got to go, and that means you can save money. Reinhardt Used Cars Super Center. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Jeff Blake.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V Guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A national party committee is recommending that the Alabama Democratic Party hold new elections for leaders within 90 days. The full Democratic National Committee will decide whether to approve the recommendation that was made Thursday by the National Party's Credentials Committee. The action arose after challenges were filed contesting this summer's election of State Chairwoman Nancy Worley and Vice Chairman Randy Kelly. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will be coming to Selma next month for the annual bridge crossing jubilee. Former State Senator Hank Sanders says Clinton will not only take part in jubilee events, but she is also coming to voice her support for the Lift Our Vote 2020 initiative. It's aimed to get more people registered to vote and at the polls by next year. And that's a look at your news headlines on this Friday. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Kind of a spring-like forecast for the next few days. No Arctic air in sight. That's good news. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers around from time to time. Same thing tomorrow. Tonight's low 61. Tomorrow's high, you know, lower 70s look good. Then on Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, perhaps. It's not going to rain all the time. High temperature in the middle 70s. And a lot of folks have the whole weekend, whole three-day weekend with the President's Day holiday. More rain Monday and probably beyond that as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
When severe weather threatens, you need the most experienced and trusted names in weather.
This is a dangerous storm located
That's
here.
Why Blue Water Broadcasting's Rich Thomas Weather Network and the Alabama News Network have teamed up to bring you the most comprehensive weather coverage in the river region.
Horses have been evacuated, so people are in
the river region's most experienced meteorologist, Rich Thomas.
And moving northeast at 55.
Along with Shane Butler's decades of experience, the two most trusted names in weather, together on the Alabama News Network and all Blue Water radio stations.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's that? No, you're absolutely right. That is my name. You know, when the people here asked me to do the show, you know, I got to say, I felt kind of weird, you know. I don't know if you remember this, but I used to actually be on this show, you know. I used to do the weekend update news routine. You remember that? And that's where I did the make-believe news jokes, you know. That was me, right? So then, a year and a half ago, right, I had a sort of a disagreement with the management at the NBC. I wanted to keep my job, right? And they felt the exact opposite. So you see, they fired me because they said that I wasn't funny, you know? Now, Now, with most jobs, I could have had a hell of a lawsuit on my hands for that, but see, this is a comedy show. So they got me, you know what? But now, the weird part, right? It's only a year and a half later, and now they asked me to host the show. So I wondered, I go, hey, wait a second here. Hey! I go, how did I go in a year and a half from being not funny enough to be even allowed in the building to being so funny that I'm now hosting the show? How did I suddenly get so damn funny? It was inexplicable to me, because a year and a half, let's face it, is not enough time for a dude to learn how to be funny. Then it occurred to me, I haven't gotten funnier. The show has gotten really bad. So, yeah, I'm funny compared to, you know, well, you'll see later. But... okay, so let's recap. The bad news is, I'm still not funny. The good news is, the show blows. Folks, we got a bad show for you tonight. Dr. Dre.
Bad news is I played the wrong Norm MacDonald bit.
There is one country that worries me, though. Not Iraq, not Iran, not North Korea. The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but... in the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world. It had never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but no, it was actually close. About 30 years pass, and Germany decides again to go to war, and again it chooses as its enemy the world. And this time they have that guy, Schrankly, Crankly, that guy. And I'm not even going to dignify him by saying his name, but I think you know what I'm talking But you'd think at that point the world will go, listen, Germany, here's the deal. You don't get to be a country no more on account of you keep attacking the world. What do you think, you're Mars or something?
And all across the land they're singing, happy birthday to you.
If you listen to the wind, you can hear it sing, happy birthday, Seth Osborne.
Please clap. That was wonderful.
Happy birthday, Seth. Nice to see you here.
Yeah, thanks, man. That was great.
Yeah, we're quite a team. We actually do an a cappella routine off air. We don't do many dates, though. We're very exclusive.
Yeah. Yeah, we're really exclusive.
Really exclusive.
You should look at our retainer. Like, man, it's a weird request, but hey, very autographs. Specific demands and needs.
All right. Now, by my count here, we haven't done the OBGYN lady.
We haven't played the bit either.
The what?
Never mind. Joey's being
You
Joey.
Said we haven't done the OBGYN lady. I said we haven't played the bit either.
Ooh.
I learned that from you, Greg. I learned that from
You're
the boomer
so
generation.
From the boomer generation?
I learned that
don't
from you.
Start with that stuff.
No, you're going to own up to it. You're going to look in the mirror what you and your generation have wrought.
Joey, take responsibility for your own life.
Absolutely.
Don't blame it.
You know what I wrought?
On someone else.
You know what I
Absolutely.
Wrought? I was half of the rotting. I wrought a daughter who is a talented graphic designer who is pursuing her life's dream working among the critters at Zoo Miami, one of the most prestigious zoos in the world, a job that she competed for against hundreds of other people and won.
That was kind of like when I got to go on WLS back in the day, you know?
She's got a pet possum, man.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
She does.
I would love to have that possum. That
Penelope.
I love the name.
In fact, she's got this, she doesn't want anything for her birthday. Now, Penelope can never be let back into the wild, but when they found Penelope, Penelope was almost dead. So they nursed her back to life over several weeks. And I never thought I'd say this about a possum, because they're not the most attractive-looking creature in the world.
No.
But watching this little thing, marsupials in general are, they're better parents than most human beings. They really are.
I love the pictures of them with their babies on their backs.
On the backs, yeah. In fact, I didn't even know that until one morning, just before sunrise, there was one walking along the fence behind the building. And I looked at it and I thought, oh my God, that poor thing's got tumors all over it. Because it was moving very slowly, almost like it was sick. And then I mentioned that to somebody. Said, no, that was a possum carrying its babies in the pouches it has. And they're very dedicated. So, but it's fun. At Christmas, Penelope was with Janelle, and her mother and stepdad put Penelope on a table, you know, on a newspaper, and she ate little berries and things like that. She's just like a kind of an ugly cat.
That is great.
It was so much fun, and she's very, very sweet. And Janelle has managed to take pictures of Penelope that are cute.
They are so cute. Yeah. I saw them, and I was like, oh.
Let me just show you one thing real quick here. And for those of you watching at home, you'll get a big kick out of this. She sent me this yesterday. It's a picture of Penelope blowing me a kiss.
Oh. See, and I had this wild possum image in my head with flies all around their face. Now it's just...
I told her, I said, it looks like you take her to the groomer, for crying out loud. She's, I mean, really beautiful. Let's talk to Justin. Hold the what?
What's going on, Greg?
Hey. How are you?
Yeah, I'm stuck in the rain on 231. I was calling to give y'all a heads up on right at the bridge right before Jasmine Hill Road. They had a bunch of cop cars, but hey, you know, wait there long enough, they just turn the lights off and leave.
Where is this again?
231 North, going up to the Thump Hill right before Jasmine Hill Road.
You know, when I was outside about 10 minutes ago or so, it reminded me of a mid-December day. It was kind of warm. Rain's falling. The sky is super gray. And I felt like, let's put up the lights. Let's put up the soft lights that glow and get into the Christmas spirit. It was really weird how that works.
I was going with the cop lights.
Those are festive too, unless they're behind you.
You on drugs?
No, I'm not on drugs. That was not a hallucination on my part. I was just sharing that this is the kind of evening where Christmas lights look especially pretty because they're... the glow against the humidity in the air.
It's kind of like a haze.
Yes. Yeah. Can we play a request for you today?
No request. Just was giving a traffic update.
Well, we're very grateful for that. Thank you. We're going to go back down to the traffic dungeon in a moment. You have a good weekend there, Justin. I went to lunch the other day with Charles Bubba Turner. He's the guy we always ask you to say hello to when you visit John Lee Paint. And he told me about, I had no idea that you can get the paint, if your pool needs to be repainted, at John Lee Paint's chlorinated rubber swimming pool, semi-gloss finish. I had no idea that they did that. Also, for exterior trim, exterior colors, first of all, they have the official color charts for permissible colors in the historic district. So if you live in Old Cougardale or one of those areas, you always want to check with them first. And they were chosen for that because they've been there for 3.5 decades, just north of Atlanta Highway and Coliseum. But they have a new paint for exteriors called Solar Proof. And this is a 100% acrylic paint, and it is the best at resisting the damage that, you know, year-round sun exposure can cause, especially formulated to eliminate the need for primers or new wood. In other words, it not only adds color to the outside of your home. It protects it as well, especially if you have a wood home. So it's something else to look into at John Lee Paint. Solar-proof, low-sheen paint.
Wow.
And that's now available at John Lee Paints as well. I had no idea you could get your pool paint or repainted there. And they work with a lot of long-standing professionals. So if it's not something you want to do, they can connect you with one of the great local painters at John Lee Paints. 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. And again, we always ask, please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here as we welcome Jason S. to the show.
Well, good afternoon.
Hello.
Do you think it is too late in the afternoon to get the bit with you, the cougar, Jay, in the morning with a gentleman calling in and telling you to suck it up? That is hilarious. I know it's a little humiliating. But
we have no time for that.
Hey, I would really appreciate that. That is a funny bit.
It is.
It really is.
Yes.
Cracks me up.
Own it.
Y'all have a wonderful afternoon. Appreciate you guys.
I beg your pardon.
I said own it.
Thank you.
You need to take responsibility, Boomer.
Own this, wrestling boy.
Ooh, boy. Brother.
Sorry. Own this, brother. I was too lost in nostalgia to hear you. I'm sorry.
It's the Seth Botlow Birthday Spectacular. Tonight on the Joey Clark Radio Hour. And clearing the air from 7:30 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Okay, let's see where the wrecks are, starting with traffic, which is forecast, and then we are back with, all right, I'll play the damn heel bit.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, the trek home, it continues 65 and 85, carrying a lot of traffic now. Outbound Atlanta Highway, you've got a lot of company there. As far as major accidents go, at this second, we're doing okay. Just be careful. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College, they start March 6th, and registration is going on now. Call Trenum State, 420-4200, the college for real careers. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Jeff Blake.
Hurt and wrecked? It wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Kind of a spring-like forecast for the next few days. No Arctic air in sight. That's good news. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers around from time to time. Same thing tomorrow. Tonight's low 61. Tomorrow's high in the lower 70s look good. Then on Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, perhaps. It's not going to rain all the time. High temperature in the middle 70s. And a lot of folks have the whole weekend, a whole three-day weekend with the President's Day holiday. More rain Monday and probably beyond that as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke? Or that you may outlive your retirement? Or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy Series, February 21st and 28th. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
So other than the fact I can hardly walk, I'm doing...
Oh, I knew. See, you can't go. You can't do it, can you? You just can't refrain from sharing your maladies with everybody. Needy, needy, needy. I said it yesterday. You've proved it.
So I'm so upset about this heel. I'm doing so well. My power walk hand, I want to stop because I got a sore heel. What can I do?
Cue the music.
No, I mean...
No. If you're going to whine, you need the music.
Let me just tell you something.
Go ahead and get it all out.
Driving to the 24-hour Walgreens, because
yes.
Adams Drugs is not open overnight, unfortunately, is an adventure in this town. Meet some interesting people.
And why were you going to Walgreens?
Because I needed...
In the middle of the night, in the wee hours of the morning.
Something I could stick in my shoe that would give me some cushion.
Oh. And did that help? No?
No.
Oh, my poor little soldier.
You know, I'm putting creams and salves and...
Oh, no.
Pungent smelling
two
pain.
Two old goats.
Todd, good morning.
Hey, Todd.
Morning, how are y'all?
Good, how are
you? We're just good. Well, actually, Greg has this heel thing going on.
Oh, wait a minute. Since you brought that up.
Oh, wait, that's, yeah.
Jay, I need you to...
That's what I'm calling about.
Oh, you are?
Yes, I am. Greg, my younger brother was in the Marine Corps, and with all the hiking and all that they do, they have sore feet, and he told me the advice that he got to take care of it, and just go to your nearest grocery store and go to the paper goods aisle, and, you know, the styrofoam plates, the disposable plates?
Yeah.
Find those and look on the top shelf. There'll be a box of straws. Take one out, suck it the hell up. That's what my brother was told by his drill instructor when he thought he broke his ankle.
I'm only silent because I'm busy writing all this advice down. Sounds like we already have something for best of 2015.
I believe we have a box of straws in the kitchen. Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Well, hold on. Jay's going to give you the number for Mary with microphones so you can call and entertain them sometime, too.
I bet they don't whine. Oh, my goodness.
I don't want to do the show anymore.
Man.
That was a benefit to the show. I'm sorry.
I think the pain threshold has reached a level now where I should go seek medical treatment immediately.
I thought we were about to get some weird remedy. Like, well, you take that styrofoam and you rub it all over yourself, and that'll heal your endorphins and make your mystical...
When we were going back to coast to coast.
When he said styrofoam plates, I'm starting to think, okay, I'm going to trace the pattern of my shoe on the styrofoam, and I'll cut out, and the styrofoam will cushion the heel. That sounded like...
I had no idea.
Oh, that was absolutely... priceless. Todd, that was great.
Do call us again in 2016.
And the delivery was so perfect.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, maybe it would be a better show if I left and went to the ER and Todd came in and finished it with you.
Next time you're on vacation, we can get in touch with Todd and have him just come on in.
Maybe he'll seem to find you as cute as you think you are. I didn't sound bitter or angry.
No. You sound very humble.
Yes.
We have...
So funny.
It's all part of the Seth Spotlow birthday spectacular, which started minutes ago. We still have one more request.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Gynecological and Psychiatric Center for Women. Keeping women feeling and acting right since 1980-something. Your call is very important to us. We estimate that your wait time is going to be a while. I must advise you that your call may be monitored for quality insurance purposes. If you was toe up on your last visit and cannot remember your doctor name, or if you is a first-time patient, please press 0 and we will play a list of names of our verifying physicians. For our man-hating patients, we have Dr. Julie, who is a lovely alternative to the men. If this is an emergency, perhaps you have run out of your anxiety medication, or you have suffered an acute and sudden vagical fallout which has left you confused and laid out. Please press 1 and ask for Gail Fallopia, RN, from our emergency department. She will help you get yourself together in time for your appointment. If you have discovered that you are able to nurse your baby simply by standing next to his crib and leaning forward, please press 2. Chances are very good that you need to speak with someone in our mammary gravitational pull department. If you have recently received the results of your annual examination and there was not a happy face wrote on your postcard, please press 3 to make an appointment, as there is a good chance that you may have a potential suit. This is not a reference to a lawsuit, neither. Suit is an acronym for something up in there, which is what you might be suffering from at the present time. Something up in there was the number one cause of death in women between the ages of 18 and 80 last year, so it would be best to verify if you have suit. If you are feeling particularly irritable today, please, Lord, do everybody a favor, and for God's sake, and please press 4 for directions to our PMS waiting room. There you will find a bowl full of chocolate and a cooler full of Diet Dr. Pepper. For your enjoyment, the Lifetime Channel will be playing back-to-back reruns of The Nanny and The Golden Girls all day, with a break in between for the Montel Williams Christmas special. We are sorry, but due to the incident with Mrs. Von Keef and the pharmaceutical rep, we will no longer be featuring Fatal Attraction on our big screen. As a matter of fact, we will not show any films whatsoever featuring Miss Glenn Close, as it causes some of our ladies to experience flashbacks. Please remain seated. Someone will come for your arbitrarily angry ass when it is time for your appointment. Please know that our doctors and staff wear the traditional green scrubs as a reminder to you that your cash dollars will be due at the end of your visit with us today. We hope you enjoy your experience with us, and please leave your comics at the desk after you have paid your bill. And have a blessed day.
It's the Seth Spotlow Birthday Spectacular, which will continue into the Joey Clark Radio Hour.
Yes.
And you had mentioned a bit that we played from time to time about the fruitcake lady.
Yes.
And I found it.
Woohoo!
I found it. In fact, we have to give credit to the incredible Rusty Aldrich for finding it in the first place. And for your birthday. Happy birthday, Seth.
Thanks, man.
And now, a few moments with the Fruitcake Lady.
Hi, this is Pat. I'm from Cypress, California. What are the chances that Santa will bring me a tall, dark, and handsome man for Christmas this year?
Now, isn't that a... That is just really too silly to answer. Is Santa Claus going to bring her? Oh, my God. Santa Claus ain't going to bring you nothing. I mean, that's the silliest thing I've ever heard of in my life. God knows if she hadn't got a man by now, I doubt if she'll ever get one.
My name is Susie Roberts. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. We were thinking about sending out one of those Christmas newsletters this year, like other families do. Do you think this is a good idea?
Some people do that. I have a relative that does that. And they send a letter along with what everybody in the family has done. And I don't give a damn what they've done. I don't care what they've done. I mean, I always say stop sending it. She sends that damn Christmas card every year. And it's like a history of the family. There's nothing more boring. Looks to me like they would learn that nobody, when I see that card come, it's on its way to the waste paper bag.
Hi, I'm Carl from Philadelphia. I'm 25, and I still can't figure out how Santa Claus can get to millions of people's houses in one night.
Thank God. Did you tell me you were 25 years old? And you're still talking about Santa Claus? I mean, you must be absolutely out of your feeble mind. What the hell are you talking about? Wake up.
Hi, I'm Jeff from Burbank. Hey, fruitcake lady, have you been naughty or nice?
How in the world could a 93-year-old be naughty? If I was younger, I'm sure I couldn't answer that question. I would be naughty, but not at 93.
Hi, I'm Mark from Hollister, California. My wife doesn't like having sex on Christmas. She says it's a holy day. Is she right?
Listen, you must have married somebody then that is not sex-minded. So I feel kind of sorry for you, but I mean, if she doesn't want to have sex even on Christmas Day, I mean, that's the time when most people really probably after eating a heavy meal and a happy and everything, that's probably when more sex goes on than any other time of the year, I would say so. I know when I was married, we used to always have sex and wild sex on Christmas Day. That's a happy time.
Merry Christmas from the Fruitcake Lady.
There you go. Is that what you were looking
for? Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you.
All right. Well, we appreciate you joining us here to stay and hang out with.
Yeah, pretty as he thinks.
What are you going to talk about? Like,
hell if I know.
Whatever he wants.
I think you should talk about whatever he wants.
Ooh. No, you
after
can't.
All, it's his birthday.
Oh. Yeah, and I remember when it was my birthday, I was the boss. I got to make the rules.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm happy to let Seth choose the topics.
No, it's all you, buddy. I just go with you.
No. I defer to you, Mr. Spotlow, kind sir.
Oh.
And really, and Rosie, it's been lovely seeing you today. It really has. But my beef today is with this fine-looking gentleman across the table. I'm just, I don't know. I feel like we can't bridge this generational divide. Like, I've been working with you for going on 8 years now.
Maybe we just need a weekend to think about it. Monday we can try again.
It's the best.
I tried to introduce you to the air disaster shows.
Mm-hmm. And I've tried to introduce you to the art of wrestling. And yet we both continue to mock one another.
No. I've seen the Mona Lisa in the Louvre. Mm-hmm. That's art. Wrestling is not art.
I think you need to build a wall.
This is what I'm talking about.
I don't recall hearing...
I think a wall is in order, Rosie.
I don't recall hearing anything about, Socrates or any of those old guys, you know, with wrestling, Leonardo.
Wait, you've never heard of Greco-Roman wrestling?
No. You do that with a woman?
No, it's definitely a man-on-man thing.
Oh, you said Greco. I thought you said Grego.
Oh. Then you probably would do that.
But we're out of time. We're out of time.
I just don't want to...
The ceasefire tech movement is taking over the region because the Southeast and Mid-South cannot compete for the tech jobs of the future without proper resources or training. So ceasefire is investing in the education, infrastructure, and people to make the Southeast and Mid-South number one in tech. Only 10% of our high schools teach advanced placement computer science. So ceasefire is teaming up with schools and public partners to give teachers the training and resources they need to teach it in the classroom. They've also set up coding programs and competitions to give students the opportunity to pursue careers they never thought possible. And because high-speed internet and tech is the foundation for economic development, what CSPIRE is doing, this mission they're on to deliver managed information technology to the area to service more businesses in the region. That's where the future is, and they're a big part of it. If you'd like to learn more, join the CSPIRE tech movement by going to this web address. That's CSPIRE, the letter C, CSPIRE.com/tech-MVMT.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have an accident on the East Boulevard at Woodley. Be careful. Authorities are arriving on the scene right now. That rain is slowing things down. Be careful. Extra time if you're going anywhere this evening. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College. They start March 6th, and registration is going on now. Call Trenum State, 420-4200, the College for Real Careers. I'm Kerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Jeff Blake.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From your first moment in a Subaru, you'll know it was meant to be. And the longer you drive, the better it'll be. Because with Subaru, you know you're getting a car that's in it for the long haul. Come to the Subaru True Love event today. You can get special low rates on a car you'll call a keeper. Like the 2019 Subaru Outback. This month, come to Montgomery Subaru and get as low as 0% APR financing on a 2019 Subaru Outback.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our new online banner ads to you. They're bright, welcoming, and clickable, with a perfectly stacked headline that reads, Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. You'll find yourself drinking in this banner ad for minutes on end and wondering about your own insurance choices.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
March into JCPenney for big savings at the President's Day Appliance Sale. Get up to 40% off hot deals on select styles of your favorite brands like LG, Frigidaire, and GE. Plus, get 18 or 30-month special financing on qualifying purchases with your JCPenney credit card through February 27th. Plus, earn up to $100 in JCPenney rewards. JCPenney. Offers valid 27 through 227. Some exclusions apply. Must request a time of purchase. Special financing and new account discount offers cannot be combined. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
How about 40% off on Thursday nights at Folcarelli's Pizza? Call 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1.
I was going to do the traditional close and say goodnight and thank you again to Rosie for helping us out today. But we were talking about five neat guys.
Yeah.
So rather than do the close, this bit will take us right up to the Joey Clark Radio Hour and the Seth Spotlow Birthday Spectacular.
It's going to be amazing.
This is look this up on YouTube, SCTV, Five Neat Guys, and watch because it's very, very funny. We'll see you Monday morning.
Mom, press the crease in my chinos, because chinos I like to look neat.
For a limited time only, the neatest guys of the 50s bring you their neatest million sellers of the 50s in a spectacular new album, Five Neat Guys Gold.
Should we die?